live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Mart, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Western Panthers against the Portland Raiders. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action tonight on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me. Got a very high-level Division II matchup this evening. The Western Panthers having an excellent season, 12-3 overall, a perfect 9-0 in the I-8. According to Max Preps, they're the 14th-ranked team in Michigan Division II. And across from them, it's the Portland Raiders, 11-3 overall. And they're also a perfect 9-0 in their league, the CAAC White. And they're ranked only a couple of spots back behind Western on Max Preps for Division II, currently with the 18th-ranked spot. We're going to dive into the pregame show shortly. But first, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. And then we're going to talk about the Western Panthers. What do they bring to this matchup? That's coming up in 2 minutes. This is Girls High School Basketball on WKHM.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
For the pregame for tonight's varsity girls basketball action between Western and Portland, a little bit of a longer JV game, and then we had our senior night honoring the five seniors on the Western Panthers. Becca Brushaber, Abby Kubish, Ellie Drinkwine, Rhea Hitt, and Aubrey Allen. Of course, mentioned Western, a tremendous season so far, 12-3 on the season overall, 9-0 in the I-8. And it's really not this season specifically, not just the season, I should say, for Western. They've had a tremendous run over the last several seasons. Since 2019, This Western program has gone and combined 122-35, including a few regionals runs and a loss to Portland in the state semifinals back in 2021. That's the only matchup, by the way, in recent history between these two teams was the state semifinals in 2021, in which Portland actually won the state championship that year. Last season for Western, they finished 21-3 and were one of the best Division II teams. However, were eliminated in the district tournament by Chelsea. So a little bit of an earlier playoff exit for this Western team than they expected. But two of their losses this season, of their three losses to extremely good teams, Grand Rapids, West Catholic, and Goodrich, just absolute tremendous, some of the best teams in the entire state across all divisions. And, you know, a little bit of a bad loss to Edison Academy, but other than that, still a tremendous team, obviously only three losses. And they've got a lot of quality wins as well, including in their most recent game on Tuesday, 57-52 at Holt. That's a tremendous Division I school, even Holt. So that's a huge win for this Western Panthers team. They're even able to play up some of the best competitions up a level, and they're still able to find ways to win games. They've also got some pretty good Division I wins as well over Coldwater and Dexter. They've also got some pretty big Division II wins over Frankenmuth and Marshall. So for this Western team, again, very impressive. They've got the senior talent. They've got Aubrey Allen and Rhea Hitt, who will be playing Division II basketball next season. Rhea Hitt with Grand Valley State University and Aubrey Allen with Davenport. A couple GLIAC teams, so high-level talent on this team, and they'll have a chance again on top of the impressive repertoire in terms of the teams they've had to play against this season. They've got another chance to prove themselves against a high-level Division II team in the Portland Raiders. We're going to talk the Portland Raiders when we come back on the other side. This is Varsity Girls Basketball back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at Western High School. Continuing our pregame coverage here between Western and Portland for our girls' varsity basketball game this evening. High-level Division II matchup here. Western 12-3 overall in the season. Portland 11-3. They are also undefeated in league play. CAAC White 9-0. And like Western, this Portland team has been very impressive since 2019, going a combined 131-27, including a state championship win in 2021. If you recall, I mentioned that Portland actually beat Western in the state semifinals that year. Last season for Portland, had a very strong season just like Western. They went 22-4, ended up winning the divisional championship, but then lost to Frankenmuth in the regional championship. This season for Portland, their three losses to Holt, Frankenmuth, and East Lansing, which are all great teams. However, you might recognize two of those teams, Holt and Frankenmuth. Those are two teams that Western has been able to beat this year. Meanwhile, for Portland, their wins are over Waverly, Olivet, Ionia, Grand Ledge, Lakewood, Lansing Catholic, Eaton Rapids, and Charlotte. Most recently, a Tuesday win, 62-24 blowout over Lake Odessa, Lakewood. So for these two teams, again, just high-level competition. I'm going to say Western, I think they've seen more high-level teams than Portland has on the season. So, and especially given that Western has beaten two teams that Portland has lost to, especially, I mean, that last game against Holt. I mean, that is huge, huge, huge win for Western. So that'll do it for the pregame show. We're going to step aside. And back in 3 minutes, we're going to have starting lineups and tip-off for you between Western and Portland. That's coming up here on WKHM.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car, and tell them Dave sent you. Online at Jim Winter jimwinterauto.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at Western High School as we're ready to go with this high-level Division II matchup between Western and Portland. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM. Got the starting lineup for you. Starting five first up for Portland. It'll be Bella Spitzley, Lily Phelan, Summer Stopsinski, Claire Lyon, and Aaliyah Robertson. Head coaches Jason Hyde. For Western, a full senior starting lineup tonight. Becca Brushaber, Abby Kubish, Ellie Drinkwine, Rhea Hitt, and Aubrey Allen. Head coach is Jeff Beckman. Jump ball will be between Allen and Robertson, and Allen wins the jump ball. So Western will have the first possession this evening, going from right to left on your radio dial. As Brushaber had it on the top of the key, bumped, lost it, stolen away. Phelan goes coast to coast, lays it up and in on the right hand. Quick turnover, leading to points on the other end for Western. It's 2-0 for Portland. Across the timeline once more, it's hit to the top of the key. Fakes the screen up top, it's Allen. Now swings on the far side for Drinkwine. Cut off on the baseline, far corner. Able to pass it down low to hit. Stop through the lane, up and under. She is fouled. So she will go to the line for two free throws as the foul is going to be committed on Summer Stopsinski. So Rhea Hitt be attending Grand Valley State University for Division II college basketball. She misses the first free throw. Already got a couple of other substitutions, getting the other, some of the seniors off the floor, starting on senior night, of course. We got Callie Spitzer and Lola Burdner on the floor. As the second free throw for Hitt is in. That's the first Western point. It's 2-1 Portland, 40 seconds into the first quarter. Portland the other way, down low for Robertson, backing down. Allen shot off the glass and in. That's a tough score. Not an easy player to score over, Aubrey Allen. And it's now 4-1 for Portland, approaching the one-minute mark in quarter number one. Spitzer at the top of the key. Bounce pass on the right for Allen. Poked away and stolen. Robertson has it. Now a 3-on-2 the other way for the Lady Raiders. Shot off the glasses in on the low block for Stopsinski. Her first bucket. It's now 6-1. Portland off to a quick start, forcing a couple turnovers and getting some easy fast break scores. Western on the other end. Handoff for Burdner and then Allen at the top of the key. Faces up. Now gets the handoff for Spitzer. Half spin at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. Allen, left corner three. That's off the heel. Offensive rebound for Hitt. Takes a dribble. Goes back up with it. And she is going to be fouled. Taking another trip to the line for two free throws. It's going to be on Bella Spitzley. Her first, team second for Portland. And Ray hit at the line for two, went one of two the last trip. First free throw this time is nothing but net. We'd like to thank Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning for their support in tonight's coverage. As the second free throw in, two of two this time for Hitch. She's got all three Western points. It's 6-3. The full court press beaten by Portland. Dribbling on the other baseline for Stubbsinski. Gets it back up top for Robertson. Drives through the lanes. Puts the defense layup. That one's left short. Rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds. And last touched by Roberson trying to track that thing down. And Western gets a stop. They have a chance to tie if they make a three ball right here. If not, they can continue to chip away. Trailing 6-3. About 2 minutes into quarter number one. Top of the key for Brushaber. Now swing pass over to Bergner on the left. Back up top. Rhea hit. Lines up the three. That one's too strong. Offensive rebound for hit. Goes back up with it on the low block. That one's off. Allen, the rebounding leader, gets the rebound put back. No, another rebound, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by Portland, and it'll stay with the Lady Panthers. Aubrey Allen inbounding on the right side of the basket. Bobbing it up top with hit. Down low for Allen, gets the triple team with the zone. Up and under, left hook. That one's off the front iron and rebounded for Leah Robertson. Portland Raiders up the floor with Lily Thielen. Off the left for Robertson. Lob it down low, shot off the glass. Immediately up and in for two. Summer Stupinski with a couple of scores. She's got four, and it's now an 8-3. Portland lead, matching their large lead of the game. About 2 minutes, 45 seconds in a quarter number one. Western the other way. Allen beneath the basket, kicks into the corner. Wide open three. That one's too strong for Spitzer. The rebound tracked down by Lyon. And here comes Portland the other way. Portland playing very, very tough defense. Of course, they forced a couple of turnovers in some of those early Western possessions. And then, since then, Western, a little bit of a slow start. Otherwise, entry pass tipped away and stolen all alone on the other end. Ferreira hit left-handed. Layup is in off the glass for two. Hit with all five Western points as Western trails by three. Portland now, 4:35 left in the first quarter on the low block. Flips it up on the block. Thielen, that one's off the mark. And then hit able to track down the rebound in the corner. Able to shuffle it back out, and Spitzer bringing it across the timeline for the Lady Panthers. For Allen, on the left elbow, picks up her dribble on the cut, and that one's laid up and in for Rhea Hitt. Nice dish there from Allen on the assist. Rhea hit all seven Western points, and it's now 8-7. Portland ball, halfway through quarter number one. On the right side for Thielen. Harassed out there by Brushaber. Now at the top, straightaway three. Robertson, nothing but net.
Aaliyah Robertson.
Robertson with five of Portland's 11. And it's another four-point Portland lead. 3:45 left in the first for Allen down low. Wester now straightaway three. Spitzer, that's too strong. Rebound tracked down by Thielen. She'll bring the ball up the floor for the Lady Raiders. Wearing their road black uniforms, white numbers trimmed in dark red. Similar kind of look as the Portland NBA team, the Portland Trailblazers. Down the lane, layup on the right hand. That one's up and in, and a foul. Count it. Summer Stupinski with another score. She'll be at the line for an and one opportunity. Callie Spitzer called on the foul. Her first team's first as Tegan Dean checks in for Western. Stupinski at the line. And she converts the and one. She's got seven of Portland's 14. It's 14-7. 3:15 left in the first. Down low, trapped on the block. Spitzer back outside for Allen. Drives to the left. Free throw line extended. Shuffles it back outside for Spitzer straight away. Couple dribbles to her left. Now cuts back to the right. Through the lane, spin move, shot off the left hand, no. And it's a rebound pulled down by Lyon. Portland the other way, Thielen into the corner, head fake, through the lane, layup on the left hand. That one's too strong by Stupinski. Rebound for Allen, and outlet, Dean has it. And the right hand layup is in. Great outlet passing on the relay from Burdner able to get a quick score there. Portland with the ball, leading Western by five. 2.5 to go in the first. Entry pass down low. That one's up and in for Stupczynski. Nice feed in the corner from Robertson. And it's now 16-9. Western starting to get some scores on offense, but they need to start tightening up on defense as the three ball from Allen. That one is short, out of bounds. We've got a couple substitutions here. Hit is back in, as well as Madison Redovich for Western. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout here on the floor. 2:12 left in the first quarter. Portland leads Western 16-9. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Portland Lady Raiders with the ball out of the timeout, and a quick three in the corner by Bella Spitzley makes it a 19-9 lead over Western. Less than 2 minutes to go in quarter number one. Western, again, they're starting to get scores on offense, but they need to try to make some adjustments defensively as Allen on the low block misses her shot on the turnaround, and Hayde has it the other way, trying to lob it on the fast break to Celia Spitzley, and it's too far. It's out of bounds. So Western forces a turnover. They got to capitalize on the other end. Again, Portland, they've gotten a wide variety of different looks, playing very well offensively as we got a wide open three ball in the corner. That one's too strong for Redovich. Rebound fought for. It's loose, and it's picked up by Celia Spitzley. Portland going the other direction with it. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. It's a 10-point Portland lead. Claire Lyon on the right-hand side. Swing pass to Kennedy Hayde on the left. Back to the right for Spitzley. Gets the screen. Dribbles to the top of the key. Picks it up. Now on the right for Thalen. Drives in the baseline. Layup in traffic. That one's off. And a rebound pulled down by Allen. Getting a stop, got to get the score. Rhea hit coast to coast, down low, takes a dribble. Burdner back outside. Allen fires the three. That one rolls off. Hit the offensive rebound. Up and under on the putback. That one's up and in. Rhea hit with 9 of the team's 11. We knew coming in that she was a tremendous scorer, but she's got to get some help from her teammates. And again, the team has to get consistent defensive stops as well. Got some substitutions. Callie Spitzer and Lola Burdner back in for Western. So Portland inbounding on the right side of midcourt. The far sideline, Bella Spitzley on the inbound to the free throw line for Robertson, backing down her defender. Shot up, no, and a foul. It's going to be called on Rhea Hitt, her first team's second. And Aaliyah Robertson at the line for two. She's got 5 points. She's been a very, very good presence down low on both sides of the floor as the first free throw is off the heel and out. 33 seconds left in the first after this second free throw. And she made one of two, got the second one. 20-11, Portland over Western. Final 30 seconds as Rhea Hitt walks the ball across the timeline, met out there by Stupczynski. Screen on the left now dishes into the corner. Spitzer drives through the lane, back outside, opposite corner, three ball. That one's too strong for Dean. And the rebound will be tipped out of bounds, last touched by Western. Portland will go the other way for what is likely the final possession of the first quarter. 18.7 seconds remaining. Here comes Kennedy Hyde right over midcourt, guarded by Spitzer. Screen coming on the right. Now bounce pass on the left for Robertson. 6 seconds left, lobs it down low. Now back onto the left side. Three ball, Stopczynski. That one's nothing but net. Stopczynski having a tremendous first quarter for Portland. She's got 12, and it's 23-11. Portland over Western at the end of quarter number one. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got girls high school basketball right here on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
23-11, Portland leads Western for our girls basketball action this evening. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Jumper on the left elbow, offline for Robertson. But an offensive rebound in the corner as we got to put back up. No! They weren't able to dish to Stopczynski, couldn't score there. Now Western going the other way. Have to start chipping away at this. Specifically starts at the defensive end as the three ball on the left for Hit. That one's off. Three-point shooting has also been a problem for Western in this one. Layup on the other end. That one is in for Lily Thalen. Tough finish in traffic. She's got 4 points, and it's now 25-11 for Portland over Western. Now on the low block for Spitzer, back outside for Hit. Get into the near side corner, three ball. That one's up and in for Lola Burdner. We'll see if that one gets Western going from downtown. First quarter was a struggle from deep. But they now trail by 11 to Portland, who has the ball on the left side for Bella Spitzley. Back up top for Robertson, down low, back and down her defender. Ripped away and stolen by Allen. Up ahead for Dean, going to slow it down. Hit. Now on the left wing, double teamed quickly. Hand out for Allen. This is it on the back door. Cut, bad pass. Hit, couldn't control it. And it's stolen away. Stopczynski, coast to coast. Spin move, left hand, layup. No. And wasn't even going to count anyways, even if it fell. It's a travel by Stopczynski. So it's a turnover the other way. So after that opening score for Thalen, for Portland, Western getting a couple of stops, forcing a couple turnovers. Now got to get some scores on the other end. Spitzer has it on the top of the key, drives at the right elbow. Now, miscommunication in the corner for Hit. Hit going in for the cut. And Spitzer thought that she was going to stay out there in the corner. It's a turnover for Western. Thalen bringing it across the timeline for the Lady Raiders. Now at the top of the key for Lyon, back on the near side for Thalen. Drives on the baseline, block shot is in. Lily Thalen has all 4 Portland points in the second quarter, leading Western 27-14. 5:45 to go in the first half. Top of the key for Tegan Dean. Now for Rhea Hitt. On the right-hand side, fakes the handoff. And a foul is going to be called before the shot. It's going to be against Summer Stopczynski. That's her second personal foul. First team foul as Aubrey Allen and Becca Brushaber back in for Western. Meanwhile, back in for Portland, it's Kennedy Hyde. Inbounding on the right side of the basket. It's Hit up top for Spitzer. Gets it over for Brushaber. Trying to counter this 1-3-1 zone. On the right-hand side, gets it down low for Allen. Triple team from the zone. Down low for a hit. Wide open on the cut. Ooh, she couldn't capitalize. And it's rebounded for Jaden Phelan, getting her first action tonight for Portland. Lady Raider ball back up top with Claire Lyon approaching the three-minute mark of quarter number two. Swing pass over to Hyde on the left wing. Closely guarded by Spitzer. Cuts back to the left. Back to the far side corner for Lyon. Gets the screen at the free throw line. Dishes to the near side corner for Hyde. And kicks it back outside. Around the perimeter for Spitzley. Pass fake. Lobbing it down low for Jaden Phelan. Fall away hook. That one up and in over Allen. Man, coming in. Getting an easy early score. Not an easy score, but a quick score. 29-14 lead for Portland. 4.5 to go in the first half. Tough shot down low. That's off the mark, but an offensive rebound for Brushaber. And then a foul called on the rebound. It's Bella Spitzley, her second, team second. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:29 left in the first half. 29-14 lead for Portland over Western. Back in 30 seconds, you've got girls high school basketball on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We'd like to thank County National Bank Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley and Bailey Excavating for their support in tonight's coverage of girls high school basketball. It's 29-14 Portland over Western, now 29-16 as Rhea hit through the lane, gets another score. She's got 11 of the team's 16. And we got a travel on the other end for Aaliyah Robertson. All starts in the defensive end, getting stops. But Western going cold again on the offensive end. Need to have it all come together on both ends if they want to chip away at this double-digit deficit. Halfway through quarter number two. Now into the near corner for Bertner. Floater through the lane. That one's flipped up and in for points 4 and 5. For Lola Bergner. Now through the lane, layup on the left hand. That one's good on the other end. Quick answer for Lily Phelan. She's having a big second quarter here. 6 of her 8 points coming here in the second. It's another 13-point Portland lead. 3:33 left in the first half. Rhea hit the other end for Western. Layup is left short, gets her own offensive rebound. Put back up and in on the opposite end of the glass. Scoring machine, 13 of the team's 20. That pulls Western to 11. Portland ball, lobbing it on the back door cut, layup on the right hand. That one's in and out for Thalen. Took a couple of bounces, didn't drop. Western the other way, trying to cut it to single digits right here. We got a bump and a foul called for Lily Thalen on the top of the key. That's her first, team's third. And we got a substitution, Celia Spitzley for Portland, sending Bella Spitzley to the bench. Westerner inbound on the far sideline in front of Portland's bench. In for Brushaber. Dribbles to the top of the key, guard out there by Phelan in the zone. Dribbles to the right elbow, gets the handoff from Dean. Pump fakes the three, drives through the lane. Shot blocked away by Spitzley and rebounded all in one motion. Portland the other direction. Drives to the low block, and we got a travel on Thalen. Didn't like that call. She thought she was fouled, but instead it's another turnover. Now we're in another little stretch here where Western's starting to get some stops defensively, forcing some turnovers and misses. But they got to get these scores. Got to chip away. Rhea hit through the lane, trying to get it to Allen. It's kicked away, not called. Now for Brushaber, back for Allen. Up top, getting it down low for hit. Tough shot, no. Took some contact by Phelan. No whistle. Portland the other way. 2:20 left in the first half. And we got a steal on the ball. Lola Burdener. Another turnover through the lane, coast to coast. Flips it up and in on the floater. Lola Burdener cuts the Portland lead to 9. And Portland needs to call timeout, trying to talk things over. 2:10 left in the first half. It's a 9-point Portland lead. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snowblowers and Boss snowplows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:10 remaining in half number one. It's Portland 31, Western 22 for our girls' varsity basketball game this evening on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Friday evening. Into the front court for Portland out of the timeout. Bad pass. Stolen away by Dean. 2-on-1 the other way. Fakes the pass and lays it up and in the left hand. Beautiful score for Tegan Dean. Cuts the deficit down to 7. Western's got it working for him on both ends. Trying to keep it rolling. Trying to finish this first half strong. Lyon lobs it down low and then a pass. A foul on the pass by Lola Burdener trying to deflect it away. But a little bit too much body contact. That's her first team's first. And now Portland inbounding on the right side of the basket with Lily Thalen, who's been doing a lot of scoring this quarter. Down low, up and under, shot off the mark for Robertson. Great defense for Allen. Western going up the floor, coast to coast. Euro step layup left. Hand is up and in. Callie Spitzer with an athletic finish. And that trims the Portland lead to 5. 1:24 left in the first half. Boy, oh my, what a run. Down low for Robertson. Half spin, up and under, had nowhere to go. Back into the corner, 3-ball Thalen, up and in. Boy, that's a big shot. Portland desperately needed that one to stop that run. That pushes the lead back out to 8 for the Lady Raiders. 62 seconds left in the half. Aubrey Allen has it down low, back outside. 3-ball straight away. That one's off left. Offensive rebound fought for, and Portland comes away with it. Oh, but a travel! Lily Thalen had it on the ground. She rolled on her back, but in the process, her legs came up in the air, and that's a common thing that you can forget when you're a basketball player. When you dive for it on the ground, you have to keep your feet on the ground or else the officials will call that every single time as a travel. So a turnover. Western takes over. Left side of the basket on the inbound. A near miscommunication, but hit able to recover the inbound pass near half court. Dribbles to the right wing. Gets the handoff for Burdener. Dribbles half spin at the right elbow, through the lane, tough shot off the side of the backboard. A lot of contact did get called. Now a pass on the outlet, tipped out of bounds by Hitt. It'll stay with Portland, 39 seconds left in the first half. Imperative for Western to continue this pressure. You don't want to give Portland the momentum right back going into halftime. Got to get a stop right here. Maybe try to get a quick score on the other end going into halftime. And keep this within striking distance. You don't want Portland to go into halftime with that lead back out to double digits. Lily Thalen has it in the backcourt across the timeline. Final 33 seconds of the half as we got Spitzley up top now swinging around the perimeter down low. Hesitates, shot off the glass. No by Spitzley. Rebounded by Hitt. 3-on-2 the other way. Western shot down low. No, and no foul. Offensive rebound. Fought for. No. Man, there was a lot of contact and no whistle. Officials letting a lot go here. Thalen the other way. Dish down low for Spitzley, and it's out of bounds. Western has 8.3 seconds left to try to get a quality shot to close the first half down 8. Quick substitution here. Celia Spitzley in for Portland. Callie Spitzer, the inbounder. Into Hitt. She's going to let it roll a couple times towards half court to maximize the time. Picks it up. Dribbles to the right wing. Screen coming from Allen. Drives through the lane. Floater off the glass. In and out. Gets her own rebound. Pinballs around. Out of bounds. And it'll stay with Western, but they'll only have 0.6 seconds in the half, so it's got to be a quick catch and shoot on the inbound. Inbound to Allen, off the glass and in! She understood the assignment, and she executed it to perfection. Huge 2 points for Allen, getting her first score in this one. We'll see if that will get her going in the second half, but Western fell into an early hole against Portland, able to go on a little bit of their own run. They chip it down to 6 points. Portland's lead at halftime, 34-28. We're going to take a timeout. Back in 3 minutes, halftime is coming up next on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at halftime for our girls' varsity basketball action this evening on WKHM. It is Portland 34, Western 28. Connor Dockery with you and joined by a very special guest, the boss man, general manager of McKibben Media Group and WKHM. It's Dennis Warden.
Wow. Well, I hate it when you guys call me the boss man.
The boss man.
Well, I'm your co-host. I'm your co-anchor tonight.
You're at the proverbial halftime desk. You're the, yeah. the halftime yeah. report desk.
Yeah, so. I'm the halftime report desk. Right.
So your niece, Aubrey Allen, out there for Western, had a tremendous season, but Western falling in a little bit of a hole there. What are you seeing from Western in this first half?
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud to be here. I haven't seen Aubrey play much this year, even though she's my niece. But I'm very proud of her and what this team's accomplished this year, being as ranked as high as they have. And they've had a great season, and they're facing a tough Portland team right now, it seems like to me. I mean, I'm really glad to see that they started to play a little bit better defense in the second quarter. I think that helped them get a little caught up, but as you and I were talking at the break, like, you know, they got to get out of shooting threes all the time. They haven't been doing that well. And Aubrey, in particular, hasn't really played well down low and gotten a lot of shot attempts. So we're hoping that being down six, I think that's a win for Western, to be honest with you, at this point in the game.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to get ugly there. You saw Western maybe get a little momentum at the end of the first quarter, but then Portland right back, started the second, couple quick scores, built that out to over double digits, and then Western able to force those turnovers, get those stops, and then some of those scores started to come in, and you got that last second shot from Allen on that inbound. We'll see if that maybe gets her going, scoring in the second
half. That was nice. But, I mean, and you see some of your seniors step up. You know, when the times are down, you're down by double digits and points. And, you know, it's nice to see Rhea hit and some of these other players step up and really do a good job of pulling closer. And it's going to require good defense. This is a really good Portland team. They got a couple of really nice kids on that team that can play. And, you know, this is definitely a matchup that we thought would be the case tonight on a Friday night.
Yeah.
It's like hard to believe it's their last home game, and this is senior night, obviously, for Western, and hopefully these seniors can carry them on to the second half.
Yeah, it's been – we knew going in it's going to be a tough matchup, both these teams, and it's definitely lived up to that so far. Portland, as you mentioned, they've had a couple solid performances. Leading scorer is Summer Stopczynski with 12 points. Lily Thalen, she took over in that second quarter. She had 9 of her 11 points in that second quarter. And then Aaliyah Roberson, tough presence down low, 6 points. And meanwhile, Rhea Hitt, scoring machine, 13 of the team's 28. And for a while, it was like the rest of the team only had like 3 or 4 points, and she had pretty much all of them. But getting a couple more contributions there in the second quarter. But couple keys from you. What's going to get Western continuing this momentum in the second half?
Well, I think they got to score more points in the paint, like we talked about. I mean, they've been able to hit a couple of threes here and there, but it's been up and down. I think they need to go down low. I think they need to get Aubrey more involved in that offense, because she's the tallest kid on the team, so, and the tallest player on the court. So they can get some points in the paint. Rhea's playing really well. Obviously, we're no stranger to that all season. So there's a reason why she's going to Grand Valley next year, playing Division II basketball, as is Aubrey at Davenport. So they've got the players that can do it, but they're going to have to really lock down on defense. Portland keeps going to the right side of the court. They're hitting a lot of shots on the right side of the court. And if their defense, if they can get weak side defense to come in and step in and help them and lock that down, I think they'll be all right. But it's going to take a lot. I mean, I think this is going to be a battle in the second half.
Yeah, especially for Portland. I mean, it's been evident on both sides of the ball. The officials are letting some contact go.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a we called it war in high school. Whenever it'd be these where there's a lot of contact, physicality. In Portland, whenever they get their lanes, they're not afraid to finish through traffic. They've been having a lot of success down low. Meanwhile, Western, just against that tough Portland zone defense specifically, every time Allen gets it, it's like they got 3 players right there.
Right.
So she's been able to kick it out, and Portland's been forcing Western to beat them from 3, but those 3s just haven't been falling consistently. So.
Well, and Western's not a deep team, so they don't want to get into foul trouble. So and that's great because the officials aren't calling a lot of fouls tonight. So, you know, they don't need to get into their bench because their starting 5 is pretty strong. So we'll see what happens.
Well, there you go. Halftime in the books, 34-28. Dennis, thanks for hanging out with me. And
no problem, man. Always glad to do it. So go Western.
Yeah. 34-28 again. Portland over Western. We're going to be back in 90 seconds. Second half is around the corner on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer, online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second half of play here from Western High School for our girls' varsity basketball action. We got the Western Panthers and the Portland Raiders. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. First possession for Western. We got a nice score for Becca Brushaber. Split the defense for two, and that brings Western to within four, their closest since the first couple of minutes of the game, as Portland on the other end now going from right to left on your radio dial. A missed hook on the low block for Robertson. Western secures the rebound. That momentum looks to be rolling into the second half as Allen gets it down low in stride, and a nice score on the block. Western trails by two. They've come all the way back from a double-digit deficit in the second quarter. As Portland trying to respond, we got a foul on hit on the entry pass, her second team's first. As Portland will inbound on the right side of the basket with Thalen. 34-32 is the score. Through the lane, layup on the right hand. That one's off the glass and in for Summer Stopsinski. 14 points to lead the Lady Raiders in scoring. Most of her scoring in that first quarter. Had a little bit of a quiet second quarter, but Lily Thalen picking up at that scoring load as Hitt has the three ball on the right wing. That one's too strong. Western setting up a couple screens for her to free up some space. Three ball on the other end. That one's off the front iron for Lily Thalen. And Allen, the rebounding machine, gets the rebound, and she had to fight off two defenders for that rebound. A couple elbows. And now Western on the other end. Hitt kicks. Left wing three. That one's up and in for Kelly Spitzer. Western within one. 36-35 trailing Portland, approaching the two-minute mark of the third. This one definitely living up to the billing. The rankings between these two teams, and a bad entry pass for Aaliyah Robertson trying to find Stopsinski down low and a little bit too high for her. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. Western has a chance to get their first lead of the night on this possession. Allen, step back, three ball, trade away. That one's off right. Offensive rebound for Brushaber. Dish down low for Hitt, put back, no. Allen gets another rebound, put back. That one's off, gets another rebound. Shot is up, and she is fouled. And Aubrey Allen going to the line for two. As the foul's on Aaliyah Robertson, her first team's first. And Aubrey Allen at the line for two. First free throw, that one's in. Western ties Portland. Portland had a quick start to this game, off to a quick 6-1 lead. Continuing to build on that through the second quarter. Leading by as many as double digits, 13 points early in that second quarter. Western fighting all the way back, and Allen makes two of two from the line. Western leads for the first time tonight, 37-36. Got a foul up top for Loa Burdner, getting a little bit too aggressive with Lily Thalen reaching in. That's going to be her second team second. 5:32 left in the third. Portland inbounding on the far sideline with Celia Spitzley. Gets it in near half court for Lily Thalen. Top of the key cut off by Burdner. Now over for Stopsinski. Drives through the lane. Tough left-handed finish off the glass and in over a tough contest from Aubrey Allen. My goodness, what a score. She's got 16. And Portland regains the one-point lead. Dish down low, trying to get it to Allen. One more pass from Burdner, and it's poked out of bounds for Portland. It'll stay with the Lady Panthers. Tegan Dean in for Rhea Hitt. Allen inbounding on the left side of the basket. Dish to the left elbow. Point it back out to the perimeter for Brushaber. Give and go with Allen. Right-handed layup. No for Brushaber. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be collected by Thalen. Portland going the other direction, up one over Western. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Goes coast-to-coast. Layup contested on the left hand is in. We mentioned in our halftime report that Portland, they're not afraid to get their lanes and finish with a little bit of contact. Allen with a quick three on the right wing. That one's off, and the rebound is back out for Stupczynski. Robertson has it back outside. Quick three, Thalen. That one's short. Offensive rebound for Spitzley. Put back, no. Rebound for Allen. Western the other way. Trailing by three. Floater on the right block. That one's off. Rebound for Robertson. Western really needs to slow things down here. Looks like they're rushing their shots last couple of possessions after they finally took their first lead. Stupczynski through the lane. That one right hand. That one's off. Put back up and in for Lily Thalen for points 14 and 15. Portland's lead back out to five. Less than 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Allen has it back outside. Give and go with Spitzer. Now shuffles it on the left for Brushaber. Has it stripped away, and it'll be kicked out of bounds. Last touched by Dean. And it'll be Portland ball the other way, forcing another turnover. Thalen into the game, sending Robertson to the bench. Rea hit back in as well for Western. Lily Thalen has it for the Lady Raiders. 3:35 left in the third, leading by five. Now down low. Nice carve out by Stupczynski. Able to turn and use her back to leverage the defender out of the way. Get the wide open lane as a result and score. And now Western needs to call timeout. Portland on a 8-0 scoring run since Western took their first lead of the night. 3:27 left here in quarter number three. Timeout has been called. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage of girls' high school basketball is brought to you by American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance. 44-37, Portland over Western. Western finally took their first lead of the game, 37-36. But since then, Portland, 8-0 scoring run. 3:20 left in the third. Western ball out of the timeout. Redovich has it, getting some action in this one as we got a jumper on the baseline for Rhea Hitt. She finds the bottom of the net. She's got 15 to stop that 8-0 run, and then a pass up the floor for Portland. It's going to be poked out of bounds by Burdener. And Portland will inbound on the far sideline in front of their own bench with Bella Spitzley. Western's got to win this last 3 minutes and change of the third quarter. Set themselves up for some success going into quarter number four. Got to get some stops, though. Top of the key for Thalen. Back over for Celia Spitzley. Back up top for Jaden Thalen. And for Lily Thalen once more. Lots of ball movement. Tries to cut the corner. We got an offensive foul on Portland. It's a turnover. Boy, that took away a score. Summer Stupczynski. That's her third personal foul. Lily Thalen on that screen, able to cut to the basket, made the layup, but again, obviously didn't count with that offensive foul. So Western the other way, down five. Top of the key with Hitt. Gets the handoff for Dean. Back for Hitt in the corner. Double teamed. Kicks back outside. Back to the opposite corner for Brushaber. Jumper on the mid-range. That one's off from 10 feet out. And then the offensive rebound poked out of bounds by Redovich. And Portland going the other direction, 2:28 left in the third. Here comes Kennedy Hyde. Dish to the near side corner for Thalen. Cuts, layup in on the right hand. Man, she is so effective, slashing to the basket and getting layups really whenever she wants. Another 7-point Portland lead. Lily Thalen with 17. And now Western down low for Redovich. Gets it trapped on the baseline down low for hit. Splits the defense, and we got a foul called on the drive. That's going to be on Lily Thalen, her second, team's third. Aubrey Allen back in, as well as Callie Spitzer for Western. Got to get a score here, especially as Portland getting their offense back fired up. Inbound to Dean and then Spitzer back outside. Aubrey Allen fires the three. That one's short. Rebound poked away, and it's going to be down to Summer Stupczynski. Pass up ahead. Poked away by Western, but it goes back near half court for Hyde. Now on the right side for Spitzley. Drives through the lane. Layup in the left hand. That one's too strong. Aubrey Allen the rebound. 1:40 left in the third. Western down by seven. Bounce pass on the right-hand side. Oh, miscommunication trying to find Allen on the left wing, but Allen kept going to the basket, and the pass sailed out of bounds. Some bad turnovers for Western here in this third ever since they took a brief one-point lead. Now for Portland, lobbing it down low. Pass poked out of bounds by Brushaber. It'll stay with Portland as Madison Redovich back in after a quick breather. Sending Brushaber to the bench. Inbounding on the left side of the basket with Lily Thalen. Lobbing it in left side for Robertson. Left elbow, pass fake left, goes right. Hook, that one's off. Great defense for Allen. And rebound comes down to Birdner. Western quickly the other direction. Onto the near side, Dean. Three, that one's short. Offensive rebound for Allen. Pass fake, gets the mid-range jumper. That one's off. Rebound kicks back outside on the left. Callie Spitzer, three. That one's off the front iron as well. Western can't buy a triple. Hyde down low. Shot off the mark for Celia Spitzley. Western back to getting some stops. Just need to get some scores. Down seven. 45 left in the third. Dean through the lane off the screen. Kicks back outside for Redovich. Now loses it briefly. Back into the far side corner. Down low for Allen. Back outside, three ball, Spitzer, that one's too strong. Another three-pointer missed. Portland up the floor, 25 seconds of work with Lily Thalen. Crosses over, pass Birdner, layup on the left hand. That one's off, wouldn't have counted anyways. It's a non-shooting foul on Lola Birdner. Her third, team's third. And now Portland inbounding on the left side of the basket with 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Thalen on the inbound. Pass fake, now lobbing it in on the left wing for Stupczynski. Shuffles it down low. Shot from 5 feet out in by Celia Spitzley, her first bucket off the bench. 10 seconds left in the third. Portland back up by nine. On the baseline, 5 seconds left. Allen back out for Spitzler. Through the lane, hammered. And she's going to be fouled, going to the line for two, fouled by Lily Thalen, her third. So the two top scorers for Portland, Lily Thalen and Summer Stupczynski, both with three fouls each. That could be key going into the fourth. Got to make these free throws, though, is the first one off the mark for Callie Spitzer.
And for the Panthers, number 23, Rhea Hitt.
Rhea Hitt back in, sending Redovich to the bench for Western. A more free throw right here for Spitzer with 1.3 seconds left in the third quarter. Second free throw, got that one. She's got six. Inbound, and that'll do it for the third quarter play. Nearly a full court make from Lily Thalen. It came after the buzzer, so it would have counted. But that'll do it for three quarters. Western trails Portland 48-40 going into the fourth and final quarter. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got girls varsity basketball on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Western briefly held a one-point lead there midway through the third, their first lead of the night, but then Portland finishes the third quarter on a 12-3 run. It's 48-40. Portland over Western for our girls' basketball action here. Connor Dockery with you from Western High School. Got a quick foul on Tegan Dean, her first, as Portland has the first possession of the fourth. Couple passes, getting it down low for Robertson. Left-handed hook, that one's off. And a nice rebound for Allen. Got to get a score here. Drives to the basket, it's hit. Stopped in the mid-range, triple-teamed. Couple passes back outside for Brushaber through the lane. Layup, no. Gets her own rebound, goes up the left hand. That one's up and in, and the foul. Took some contact, able to finish through. That is huge. Got to get the free throw, however. Claire Lyon called on the foul, her first team's first. So Becca Brushaber with 4 points for Western. Got the start tonight with senior night. All five Western seniors getting the start. Misses the free throw. Can't get the three-point play, but Western trails by six now. Got to get some stops here. 30 seconds into the fourth. Kick into the corner, fires the three. Spitzley up and in. Man. She's got six now. And Portland's lead back out to nine. 1 minute into the fourth, through the lane for Brushaber. The free throw line, shuffles it back outside for hit on the left wing. Hesitates, fires the three. Nothing but net. Boy, they needed that. Rhea hit with 18 now. And that trims the deficit to six again. Up top, hesitates. Robertson fires a three in and out. Rebound tipped out by Allen. Fighting for it. And Portland will keep possession on the right side of the basket. Got to keep this within a few possessions. Time's going to run out before you know it. And then you're going to have to be playing the foul game. Three ball on the right wing. That one's an air ball. Offensive rebound put back. Noah, another rebound put back and a foul. Going to get two free throws, it looks like. Fouls on Tegan Dean. So Summer Stupsinski getting some free throws out of this. Again, Stupsinski and Lily Thalen, the two top scorers for Portland tonight, both playing with three personal fouls. First free throw up and in. She's got 19 to lead all scorers. Her teammate Lily Thalen has 17 points. Second free throw in. Man, did it. Don't even think that really even touched the netting, man. That was just a perfect shot. 53-45, Portland over Western. 90 seconds into quarter number four. Kelly Spitzer has it now for Tegan Dean. Drives to the free throw line, kicks it back out for hit. Drives, couple dribbles on the right, back outside for Brushaber. Half spin at the free throw line, pump fake. Tries to get the handoff for hit, but it's going to be stolen away by Robertson. And then a jump ball forced. No, a timeout called by Portland head coach Jason Hyde. Clutch timeout call. A little close. I don't know if she controlled it long enough, but we'll be back in 30 seconds. 6:17 left. It's an 8-point Portland lead on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today.
Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
53-45 out of the timeout for Portland out over Western. Western now bringing a full court press out of the timeout, and we got the dribble stripped out of bounds by Spitzer as Thalen briefly got free for an open lane, but it's going to be poked out of bounds, last touch by Western. Lily Thalen inbounding on the right side of the basket. Trying to lob it down low for Stopczynski. Can't get the quick score. And Western gets the rebound with Rhea Hitt. Down low, back outside opposite corner. Three ball, Berdner way too strong. Man, Portland with the zone defense aggressive in the paint. They know that that is Western's strength, and they're forcing them to shoot pretty much three-pointers exclusively. They just can't buy a bucket from downtown. More full-court pressure for Portland. Got a foul after the rebound for Brushaber. And now a turnover. Dribbled it off her own leg, Lily Thalen. Western's got to capitalize here. Rhea Hitt has it in the corner, drives the baseline, double-teamed. Now passes for Berdner through the lane, lobs it down low for Allen, goes up with it, had it blocked away, and then we got a out-of-bounds call. Brushaber fighting for the rebound, and we're going the other direction. 5:38 left, 8-point Portland lead. Western is going to run out of time before you know it. They got to get stops and scores, especially after they get these stops. We got another turnover. Hit rips it away from Robertson. Can't score on the other end, and then she draws the foul on the rebound. And combine that with some of those close shots like that, man. Lily Thalen commits her fourth personal foul, however. Man. Fourth personal foul. That is key. Again, she's been a killer on the other end for Portland. Kennedy Hyde into the game. So Western inbounding on the left side of the basket. Trailing by eight, got to get a score here. Bounce pass to Allen at the left elbow. Can't handle. It was a little bit of a low bounce pass. And it's thrown away by the Lady Raiders. Top of the key for Hyde. Now on the left wing, Stopczynski, three ball. Off the front iron, rebound for Allen. Passes back outside for Berdner. Now one more up ahead for Hitt. Hesitates, drives on the baseline, draws the foul from Stopczynski, and that's Stopczynski's fourth personal foul. The top two scorers for Portland, both one foul away each from being disqualified. Western's got to keep up the pressure. Maybe they can knock one of those guys out of the game. Gals, rather. Now into the near side corner for Dean. Pump fake back to the opposite corner, and we got a foul on the drive again, and that's going to be on Aaliyah Robertson. Unfortunately, she's only got two personal fouls, but that is the fourth team foul on Portland. So Western trying to amp up the physicality. Free throws could be key late. Down low for Hitt, double teamed, kicks back outside for Berdner, back outside for Hitt on the right corner. Back outside, straight away for Dean. Hesitates, doesn't shoot it. Down low for Spitzer, draft to the near corner. Through the lane, Berdner back up top. Pump fake for Dean. Trying to get a good shot here. Hitt on the left wing. Pump fake, doesn't pull it. 4:39 left. Now to the near corner, back outside. Boy, a lot of passing, trying to make something happen here. Good thing there's no shot clock. Hitt down low for Allen, takes a dribble shot. No, but she's fouled. Hard foul from behind on Celia Spitzley. Ooh, that's actually going to be on Aaliyah Robertson, her third. So now she's in a little bit of foul trouble here, but that is the fifth team foul that puts Western in the bonus. First free throw is in for Allen. Man, that's going to be big as Lily Thalen back in, playing with four personal fouls for Portland. Second free throw. That one rolls all around and drops. Boy, everybody nervous on that one, but it falls. Allen with eight. Had just two in the first half. Western trails by six. Willie Thalen has it up top. Now for Robertson, lobs it down low for Stopczynski. She turns and scores. Another carve out. Man, just very effective using her body. She's very strong for her size. Able to just carve out the defender behind her and able to get an easy score. Another 8-point Portland lead. Pass on the near side. It's bad, and it's going to be Burdner turning it over and then committing the foul against Stopczynski. Lola Burdner now playing with four fouls. She's going to be replaced by Becca Brushaber. So Portland inbounding on the near sideline right in front of us at the scores table. Summer Stopczynski inbounding to Lily Thalen. Less than 4 minutes left. Portland leads 55-47 over Western in this high-caliber Division II matchup. A couple passes down low. Scores and a foul. Lily Thalen. Man, that one stings. Takes the contact from Brushaber. Scores and gets a chance at an and-one free throw. Portland back into a double-digit lead. For the first time since midway through the second quarter. And the and-one free throw is in. She's got 20. 3:43 left. Western. Well, I don't know if they can allow any more scores from here on out, and they have to get some scores of their own. Allen down low for hit. She misses it on the low block. Man, that is as open as you can get. Even the easy ones in the paint. Western can't get anything to fall. Into the front court, and then we got a timeout on Portland. 3:23 left, leading Western by 11 points. We're going to step aside back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Portland on the inbound. It's tipped out of bounds by Western. They'll inbound now on the right side of the baseline. 3:22 left. Portland leads Western 58-47 for our girls basketball game this evening. Two very highly ranked teams in Division II. Up top for Robertson, harassed by Allen, that far out on the screen. Ooh, and they're going to get Allen on the foul. Both teams in the bonus. So that's her. That's Allen's first, and this is going to send Aaliyah Robertson to the line. Man. Given the situation, might not be a bad foul to stop the clock at least, but Robertson makes the first free throw. Got to hope for misses as well. Second free throw. That one's too strong. Rebound poked away. Robertson comes away with it. Kicks it back outside. Now into the near side corner. Three ball. That one's off the heel for Thalen. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by Robertson. Western going the other way. So Portland only gets 1 point out of the ordeal, but Western has to get points here. Getting outscored 11-7 here in the fourth. Allen has it at the top of the key. 2:48 left. Hit, stopped at the free throw, and back outside. Allen, quick fire three. That one's short. Rebound, fought for. Hit has it. Steps over the defender on the floor, diving for it, and she lays it up and in. She's got 20. And now a quick inbound for Thalen. She was on her knees, and then we got another timeout called by Portland. 10-point lead for Portland over Western. And we got another timeout, 2:30 left in the fourth. We're going to be back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Portland ball out of the timeout. Just over 2 minutes left in this one, leading Western by 10. Now just playing keep away, passing the ball all around. You can see Western probably in foul mode right here, given the time constraints and the differential on the scoreboard. Stepsinski has it near half court. Now trying to drive against it, shovels it back outside for Thalen. Yeah, definitely just keep away right here on the far side for Spitzley. Yeah, not even trying to score. So Western, they're pretty much just forced to foul at this point. As Hit trying to strip it away, she does foul Stepsinski. And that is going to send Stepsinski to the line for two. 22 points to lead all scorers in this one. Lily Thalen, her teammate, has 20. Free throw number one is in. As Lola Burdener back in, she is playing with four personal fouls, sending Callie Spitzer to the bench. Second free throw is in. She's got 24. And Portland up by 12 points, 61-49, 1:45 left. Hit has it, screen from Allen. Floater on the right hand. That one's off. Open floater, man, just could not make it fall. Some full court pressure, Western backs off. And then we got another foul committed by Becca Brushaber, sending Portland back to the line for two with Summer Stepsinski. 24 points. First free throw, that one rolls off. We'd like to thank the Brokerage House and Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating for their support in tonight's coverage of girls basketball. Summer Stepsinski, second free throws in, went one of two that trip, but pushes Portland's lead back out to 13, matching their large lead of the night. Down low for Allen. She's fouled by Celia Spitzley. She'll be at the line for two. Fortunately for Allen, just has not been able to get to her spots. Portland with an aggressive 1-3-1 zone all night. The second that Allen, or really any of her teammates for that matter, get the ball within 8 feet, immediately got, you know, three girls right there. Portland just been begging, basically, Western to shoot threes, and they've just been not able to make them fall tonight. On the inbound, coast-to-coast, Thalen layup, no, but she is fouled again. It's going to be on Brushaber, her fourth. So Lily Thalen at the line for two with 20 points so far. Portland leads by 12. First free throw is too strong. And we got Claire Lyon back in for Portland. Meanwhile, Callie Spitzer back in for Tegan Dean. Second free throw in. One of two trip there for Lily Thielen. And it's another 13-point Portland lead. Spitzer swing back over for Brushaber and for Burdner on the left. Back straight away for Hitt. Screen on the left for Allen. And then we got a blocking foul called on Aaliyah Robertson. Her fourth now. And with Western in the bonus, she will get two free throws right here with 108 left. Down 13. First free throw is in for Hitt. She's got 21. Second free throw, yes. And we got a Western timeout. Trailing by 11 to the Portland Lady Raiders. 108 left. We're back at 60 seconds on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just a 30-second timeout, actually. The official changed his signal after the timeout was called, but Portland inbounds, Western fouls. Western trailing Portland 63-52 with 101 left. And we're still just going to get a ton of free throws the rest of the way. But, man, Portland, some tough 1-3-1 zone defense all night. The difference maker here is Stupczynski at the line for two. She's got 25 points, now 26. As she makes the first of two. And we got our two seniors that started the game. In on the floor again, Abby Kubish and Ellie Drinkwine in. It is senior night after all for Western, so we got all five seniors back on the floor for the Lady Panthers with 60 seconds left. Hits, dribbles back outside for Allen. Dribbles around now back on the baseline for Kubish. Lost it, has it stolen away by Lyon. And then we got a quick foul on Allen trying to steal it. This will send Portland back to the line with 49 seconds left, up by 13. Claire Lyon to the line. No points yet tonight. No good on the first free throw. Jaden Thalen in for Aaliyah Robertson for Portland. And the second free throw falls, her only point. Western the other way, trailing by 14 now. 43 seconds left. Hitt drives to the lane, layup on the right hand, no, but she is fouled, and she'll get two free throws. A lot of fouls here. In the home stretch, it's on Bella Spitzley, her third foul. So Rhea Hitt, leading scorer tonight for Western, 22 points. Now 23 as she makes the first free throw. Kennedy Hyde in. And the second free throw for Hitt, that one. That one falls. She's got 24. Final 40 seconds. Portland up the floor. Now for Thalen. And we got another foul here for Abby Kubish.
Question foul number 12. Abby Kubish, her first.
And Western will officially wave the white flag. They're going to have all five players substituted in between free throws. First free throw for Lily Thalen in.
One last round of applause for all your seniors coming off the floor.
Hear the round of applause there for the supporters. giving the seniors one last hand for their home basketball careers here at Western High School. The rest of the season will be on the road. As on the floor, it's taken Dean, Olivia Sine, Shelby Smith, Madison Redovich, and Callie Spitzer has the ball right now, 24 seconds left. Now a handoff for Redovich, back outside for Dean, left side for Spitzer. Through the lane, dribbles back outside, three ball, that one's off for Smith. And the rebound down to Portland for Lily Thalen, and they'll dribble out the clock, final 5 seconds. That'll do it for us as Portland finishes this one with a big road win over Western. 67-54 is the final score. As Western with their senior night tonight. Man, Portland just tough, tough. 1-3-1 zone defense.
A lot of basketball left.
Western just at times just could not buy a bucket. Meanwhile, Portland able to go on their fair share of runs offensively, specifically just a seemingly unstoppable onslaught of scores by their two best scorers, Summer Stopczynski with 27 points, Lily Thalen with 22. Otherwise, they had a solid presence down low with Aaliyah Robertson. She had 7 points but played very good defense on Aubrey Allen in that zone, limited her effectiveness on the glass, too. Portland also getting scores, 6 points from Bella Spitzley, 2 each for Jaden Thalen and Celia Spitzley, and 1 point for Claire Lyon. Meanwhile, for Western, leading scorer was Rhea Hitt with 24 points. You also had 9 for Aubrey Allen, 7 for Burdner, 6 for Spitzer, 4 each for Tegan Dean and Becca Brushaber. So Portland got out to a quick lead. They forced a couple turnovers early for Western and got some of those early scores. Western, it took them a little bit before they finally settled in offensively, but even then, they couldn't get stops consistently. Midway through the second quarter, Portland able to build out a 13-point lead before Western finished the first half on a run, closed the first half trailing by 6, and that momentum continued into the start of the third quarter. Portland then able to go back up by double digits before Western went on their own run. They took a 1-point lead, 37-36, but only briefly. Portland got those points right back, and they eventually went on their own 8-0 run, and they just continued to build their lead back up. And Western, just how much it took on both ends just to come all the way back from double digits and take a brief lead there in the third. Unfortunately, they just didn't really have enough in the tank to complete the comeback. Very similar to Michigan State men's basketball against Michigan. They fell in a hole early, and it took them all game just to build back, and then they finally take the lead, and then, you know, Michigan, in this case, Portland, able to close the game very strong and come away with the win. Again, final score is 67-54. Portland over Western. Portland improves to 12-3 on the season. This is easily going to be their highest profile win of the season. And Western, meanwhile, add this to the list of very tough teams that they've had to face so far. They fall to 12-4. Up next for Western, they'll be on the road to take on Marshall on Tuesday as the regular season starts to wind down. Just a couple of weeks left, and then we'll be into the postseason. Crazy to believe that we're already kind of at that point. One more time, final score, Portland 67, Western 54. That'll do it for tonight's coverage. For Luke Moorhead back in the studio holding down the fort, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school girls basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Good night, everybody.
Live, local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.